Warning, this podcast contains bad words and stories about drugs and sex and overthrowing the government. Proceed with caution. Okay. Thank you. And now on to our show. Wake up, brother, we got nothing to do. Let's go outside, just me and you, and build a fort. We'll pack a lunch, won't be home till after dark. Then after dinner we can sneak back out. You know that high school girl I've been telling you about? Well, she gets undressed about a quarter to nine, and we can watch her do it from the big old pine next door. She got a room on the second floor. Well, looks like another fucked up day in paradise.
Ta-da! Your opening episode 038 of the Daughter of God cast. Boxes. What's the most important part of a box? The space inside. Boxes hold, contain, define. Whether cardboard or conceptual, boxes are the boundaries we can travel to and trespass. Each episode of the Daughter of God cast is your weekly re-birthday present. Tear away the paper and ribbons and get gifted. Every week, around Thursday morning, wake up and find another box waiting. My name is Dan Kelly, a.k.a. Shri Fuji Split, and I might also be a sort of box, full of fourth phase water, the fundamental packing peanuts of biology. Bubble wrap can be fun too, but obviously you're looking for what the bubbles wrap, what the packing peanuts protect. I've flopped my flaps wide and invited you to peer in, to see what stirs in my dark corners way down there. Together, we've sawed portholes in my big box and are playing spaceship or fort. Episode 038, Boxes. In episode 037, after gathering almost a decade of notes into the deep archive, I was ready to complete Christina's changing sequence. This scene is a micro intermission between Christina's dead uncle's delivery of the news that she was going to give birth to the daughter of God and Christina going to visit Jerry, the recluse down the hall. Christina is trying to find the right look for the occasion, eerily dancing in and out of various costumes. The spooky musical arrangement pulled off by mixmaster Ndong Isinga and my slippery editorial was already a killer combo. I was excited to add the turbo boost of animated boxes. Back in April of 2006, Melanie and I had crammed the cabins and hallways of the big boat full of ordinary U-line cardboard cubes, placeholders for hoarded supplies. After primary production, I reimagined the boxes as mediatronic, swiping an idea from Neil Stephenson's Diamond Age. The boxes were now both carriers of subtle backstory and a sneaky cognitive camouflage that busies up the scenes. Wait a second, Dan Kelly, a.k.a. Shri Fugi Spilt, or whatever. Are you going to do an entire episode on boxes? Cardboard boxes? Oh, yes. Yes, I most certainly am. The following excerpt is from a design reference created in 2008, when I was trying to ensnare other artists to collaborate on fleshing out the dog universe. The Book of Dog, December 1st, 2008. Snip, we see relief boxes stacked in every nook and cranny. Story-wise, that implies that some person in the dog universe got the design of the relief boxes about right. Primarily, what's inside, but also how they look, transport, stack, etc. The refugees consider the boxes so valuable, they don't mind the clutter. In 2006, when I directed the production crew to stack blank boxes all over the ship, I knew that they were relief boxes and that the refugees were stockpiling them. But that's all I knew. Now we have to either, one, keep the boxes blank and leave the audience mystified about their origin and purpose, or two, develop a relief box design that implies that these boxes are very valuable. If we choose number two, It's clear that the person who designed the valuable boxes was competent, that they did their homework and got it right. Here is the trick. I want to know about the designer because that's who I'm going to become. I will enter the dog universe as that person. So in this sense, I am an actor slash designer. Snip. Continuing with the relief box example. What would really effective disaster relief look like? Folks are hungry, thirsty, and maybe injured. So food, water, and medicine are important. To discourage hoarding and make sure everyone had a chance at getting the supplies, they are airlifted and dropped over a wide area. To get the maximum nutrition to weight ratio, the food component is freeze-dried, dehydrated. Alternately, various sproutable grains and seed are also included with a simple sprouting kit. Survivors are thus provided with a very high-quality fresh food source for weeks after the disaster. In the case of flooding, the availability of water is not an issue, but making it safe to drink is. A solar-powered water distiller is very important because distillation removes not only bacteria, but toxic chemicals that one would expect to find in a flood zone. Personal hygiene supplies like condoms, sanitary napkins, toothbrushes, and the like are also handy. Finally, survivors need to communicate with each other and the outside world, so low-power cell phone-sized shortwave radios would be great. Notice how much storytelling is happening here. In the real world, objects have history and context. Each design or illustration is a chance to tell more of the story, to riff off the existing narrative and elements. After all this, I extracted the following categories: hygiene kit, solar distiller, dehydrated rations, medical emergency, shortwave transceiver, sprouting supplies. The categories can be used as a listing of contents for one all-purpose box or for creating totally separate classes of supplies. Addendum, April 21st, 2014. As I write this, I thought up a couple more. Social games, encyclopedic reference, and large towel. Folks need some fun, knowledge is good, and according to the Hitchhiker's Guide, a towel is very useful. This kooky sidetrack suggests a visual gag. There are lots of boxes in various scenes. Maybe certain boxes are associated with specific scenes, and as the movie progresses through each scene, the labels on these boxes could get more and more bizarre. So maybe by the time we hit the home office scene, we'll be using large towels or whatever. Also, boxes could be added to the last three Uncle Joe scenes for continuity and added fun. After 38 episodes, clearly my movie making is all entangled with my life living. And yet, I have only started really living yesterday, a few moments ago. Oh, that's what life is. I feel like I have this epiphany every other day. You'd think I wouldn't be shy about telling you this or that secret about myself, but evangelizing can be tedious. The compulsion to share vital awareness. The earth is our mother. Eating meat makes you old. Raw food turns back the clock. Dealing with acute bursitis? Forget about hot and cold packs. You need DMSO. Oh my God, running barefoot on trails in a forest full of unfurling buds and fresh pollen is the best ever. Are we still talking about boxes? The specifics of what works for me, this may or may not translate. I've known full-on gurus in the Yoda sense. I've trained under a bona fide Yoda, just like Luke Skywalker. At least two Yodas. Did you know that Yodas actually exist?
You can go without oxygen for some time. There are people who do not take oxygen at all for many, even many years, and many yogis. But they cannot live without prana, even for a twinkling of an eye. So the prana is more important. That is a life force. That is life itself.
People call Star Wars a kid's movie. Number four I'm talking about, back from 1976. Most fans of the franchise weren't even born when number four came out. How many have since yearned to feel the force, to find their own Yoda? That's just a movie. Come on. I'm here to tell you otherwise. George Lucas didn't invent sages or the ground of being. Neither did Joe Campbell. These are givens in the human experience. They are ever present, available right now for the asking, for the allowing.
And if there is injustice, if I see that injustice,
your duty
is to do something about it.
Yes, your duty, as a children of the earth, your duty to obstruct, to destroy that injustice.
Yes.
We're doing great. I'm starting to feel my power here a little bit. Here's the we-ness theme kicking in again. We might yearn for a Yoda, and we might be Yoda. Parents can be Yodas. My parents definitely had some anti-Yoda aspects, which fires up the yearning for Yodas, so that's totally okay. The adventure of life starts wherever you are. Who are you a Yoda for? Are you neither a Yoda nor a Yodi? What's your operating mythology? Milagros has been listening since episode 001, and she tells me that the movie-making blather is less intriguing to her than my vulnerable moments, where I talk about my feelings. There are likely other folks who would opine the flip. Get over yourself, Dan Kelly, and talk about the project. By talking about the boxes, remember the boxes? I'm talking about both at the same time. I'll likely please neither camp, but stubbornly, I continue to be just me. Tuning in to my strongest signal. What about those boxes? Man, this is going great. The Book of Dog design reference was my trying to guru other artists on how to dive into the dog world, to design within the world, as a character there, to cross over with me from this world to that. No one else was willing in 2008, so in 2014, I shouldered my pack and tromped in solo. I gleefully filled the dog universe up with myself. Relief box labels. April 22nd, 2014, The Deep Archive, the definitive reference. Personal hygiene, solar distiller and desalinizer, dehydrated rations, medical emergency, shortwave transceiver, sprouting supplies, social games, encyclopedic reference, large towel, kinetic generator battery, hazardous containment, composting toilet, fecal reclamation, stealth food forest, soil microbes, medicinal fungus spores and growth media, global village infrastructure brick compressor, global village infrastructure tractor amphibious, global village infrastructure thread cable mill, powered armor, citizen mil-spec 33X7D, female, resin android decoy, child, citizen mil-spec 223CC3, resin android decoy, canine, citizen mil-spec 102VC0, radiation and toxin purge, internal use. May 4th, 2014. The boxes have low bandwidth mediatronic surfaces, meaning they've been printed with monochrome computational ink and wired with low power shortwave connections, so they can both attract attention by strobing their large font ID / icon graphics, e.g. electric bolt for a generator, and provide news updates and perhaps even ads. Some network connections are no longer viable, so the update messages include expired icons, and some have error messages. Network connection failed, the following updates may have expired. Slashes can deactivate the computational ink, freezing the current active graphic. Some boxes are slashed or partially slashed. Christina's boxes are mostly not slashed. Hallway, some are, and Jerry, most are. The boxes were dropped by a slightly skewed utopian force that was extant right after the apocalypse. A progressive government, benign corporation, open source anarchic pirate guild, universe next door helper entities. The sustainable restart kits are an unexpected manifestation of benevolence and consciousness. Maybe a little too late. Snip. The hoarding of boxes implies the refugees value what's inside, which might also imply that the design of the contents was well thought out. This backwards logic could reveal much about who designed the contents and why. See Book of Dog. The boxes allow for tons of storytelling, origins of the collapse, weird ads, latest news from the utopian underground. Maybe certain kits are associated with specific scenes, and as the movie progresses through each scene, the labels on these boxes could get more and more bizarre. Also, boxes could be added to the last three Uncle Joe scenes for continuity and added fun. Boxes as reality construction. Also symbols of abundance, what we assume and take for granted. Labeled like the props in Regal Gum's world, shorthand for the various trappings of domesticity, living room, library, bathroom, bicycle. Time out of joint, Philip K. Dick. The searchable deep archive deployed in April 2014 triggered an orgy of world building. Imagining the technology behind the mediatronic boxes was fun, and eventually birthed a new character in the story, like the people or the big boat. The Universe of Boxes, June 14th, 2014, The Deep Archive. the mediatronic summary. A computational granule is a simple computer that can transmit, receive, process, and store data enclosed in a capsule that can either absorb or reflect energy, primarily electromagnetic, light, and to a lesser degree kinetic, pressure waves, or sound. A surface becomes mediatronic when sprayed with computational granules suspended in a conductive medium. A small percentage of granules contain operating system fragments. As the medium cures, dense connections form between the granules. A thin and powerful processor is the result, powered by ambient light and able to display monochrome graphics across its entire surface. The varying intensities of light on each granule makes the mediatronic surface an image sensor and touchscreen. Air pressure changes on each granule make it an effective microphone. Sound can only be generated by reflecting and distorting existing pressure waves. Mediatronic graphics are mostly black to maintain a net gain of energy. Encapsulated granules are not usually luminescent, but merely reflective, appearing white in white light. SNP, June 12 to 13, 2004, working out the mediatronic rationale. SNP, boxes equal devolved World Wide Web. SNP.
Listening for short stack packs, checking for fresh packs, pinging stacks. No fresh packs in 40,000 24 hours, ready for fresh packs, asking stacks.
Regional clusters of boxes are stacks, exchanging shortwave packets, packs, via radio. When conditions are ideal, stacks can bounce packs off the atmosphere and around the world, thus linking stacks together. Originally, the stacks were a closed protocol for distributing advertising and news. But the stacks are leaky, and experimenters with time on their hands have begun to inject creative content. So the internets reemerge, routing around censorship and commercial agendas, persisting in spite of the missing copper and fiber optic infrastructure. It's rather quaint and halt, with low-resolution black-and-white visuals and no audio. But the mediatronic skin can recharge from direct sunlight or energy beam Tesla-style from other boxes in the stacks. A box is an energy harvester and broadcaster, digital transmission reception and display device, network node slash wireless repeater, and holder of stuff. It's also a surveillance device, though this is not common knowledge. From containers for supplies that the refugees hoarded, the boxes became civilization restart kits, with inspiration from Marcin Jakubowski's 2011 Kickstarter project, the Global Village Construction Set. Boxes as anarchic assertions of fundamental human rights. Then a self-sustaining low-resolution reiteration of global digipresence, a mostly benign cardboard Skynet. And we haven't even talked about the ads yet! You've unboxed episode 038 of the Daughter of God cast. Multi-orgasmic media delivered weekly, safe when used as directed, a powerful placebo. With only thoughts and feelings, you surf the cosmos, needing nothing at all, not even this podcast. Just the steady radiance of what you already are. Thrum, thrum. I might be Yoda, subtly nudging the world with this podcast. More likely, I'm merely nudging myself. Reminding myself of what I already know, which is what Yodas and best friends do. If you hear me too, all the better. The Daughter of God cast is proudly supported by Clooney Burgers, the premier American feast, featuring 100% certified celebrity meats, tank cloned on site in their fully automated kitchens. Safe and so good. Get aristocratic with the new Royals menu. Clooney Burgers. Eat the stars.